hosted on dimlywit.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
One, two, three. Why do you count like that? What is your problem?
I count four, five.
Jesus.
Alan fucking hates us.
How I've kept three kids alive, Alan will never understand.
Guys.
Yeah, like... especially if you're like, hey, you're 6 years old.
How is she doing it, Alan? Show us again. How many years old do six?
Four, five.
She was like four, five, six. And I'm like, who counts like that? What a psychopath.
Oh my God. Well, at least we know why when Alan writes in his journal at night why he hates the show. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a chapter with how you count. When I tell you guys, like, we joke that Alan hates us, this man truly hates us. This is what he texts us literally 10 minutes before the show is about to start, okay? We're talking about dreams, and Alan says, the dream is that I may have enough money, make enough money elsewhere so that I never have to do this show again, okay? This is what he says to us.
I'm just saying.
This is what he says to us. Moments. Like, we're supposed to be amping each other up for a good day. You're a producer. Do you know what a producer does?
He's like, fuck this show. I can't wait till I make enough money to never talk to you bitches again.
Oh, my God.
To be fair, I would hire someone to come in and edit your show, so it would still happen.
Wow, what a kind soul. Just never talking to us again.
Oh, my God.
You just have, like, I don't know, Batty Daddy Jr. or something.
Patty Daddy Jr.
My dream is
the 2.0 daddy
to never do this.
You could call them Batty Assistant, Batty Ass, or something like that.
And we got something really important to talk about beyond the fact that Alan hates us. That's old news. Tracy is single, and the truth is that we don't explore her explorations enough, truly.
Wow. What are we not about to record right now?
So... we were having a little girl talk last night, and, like, I don't know why she tells me anything, because I'm just going to talk about it on the show, but...
my bad for thinking that I could talk to my friend without it being exploited on a public forum. I, like, don't even know where this is going. What part of our conversation last night?
A reoccurring theme on this show, I think, is the size of a penis.
Oh, fuck. I really hope.
And we've even had a gay guy on the show try to tell Tracy, like, you know, it's not all about the length, you know, like the guy was even trying to tell you, like, and she's just like picking up fucking trash cans. Oh, they got to be this size. Like, okay. Tracy admitted to me that she had bomb sex with a guy a while back. With a guy.
Yes.
By the way, this is not average. I'm still just... above average. It's just not Tracy's average, I would say. It's below Tracy's average. Size, Tracy?
Probably seven.
The beautiful seven. I think seven's a great
number. Can you show me what six really is? Do we have a measuring tape down here?
I wish I did for the amount of times. We should keep one here.
What is the size of an iPhone?
Great question.
Here, like, I can tell you in just a second.
I feel like, to me, seven's the magic number. I don't need 10 inches. I feel like, yes, Alan, how big is the iPhone?
The iPhone is 5.78 inches tall.
All right, so yeah, this looks small.
It does look small.
It looks still small.
Okay, then I would go with six.
Wow. And you had bomb sex?
Yes. The reason that I've never told you this for these almost a year is because I don't like telling you stuff because then it gets used against me. And like, I just happened to, we were talking about something and it reminded me of that situation. And I said this to her, which I should have never said, but I admitted that when I saw this person, I was a little shocked and that it, I was going into it disappointed already.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say this man looked like he should be more than a 6'7" incher. She was expecting.
Before we get too far, I still have to point out the fact that Tracy went, oh yeah, it's about the size of an iPhone, then it's about 6 inches, which means at some point her phone was right up next to his dick.
No, because I could just remember. It's been a long time. It's been a while. So I'm just remembering based on. Yes, it was about here. So yes, about six.
What about the thickness?
Average.
Okay, what is average for you though? Because apparently it's.
No, there's pencil dicks, there's average, and then there's thick.
To me, again, I know I keep saying it. We're going to do the penis contest, the prettiest penis contest, and discuss the perfect penis, further. But to me, a nice dick, it's not too fat. It's not too big. The perfect dick is just a perfect size.
Okay. I recently was talking to somebody very recently, and theirs was what I can only describe as chef's kiss. It was probably a solid 8, perfect thickness, perfectly groomed. I mean, ball to dick ratio, exquisite. That's all I could say. And like the performance, unbeatable.
Do you think we fall in dick love, meaning?
Yeah, dickmatized.
Meaning, I find this. Whoever I am with in that moment, I think has the most beautiful, perfect dick.
No. You have to be really in love with someone their dick. If you fall in love with their dick first and then you like develop a relationship, it's almost like you jump harder into the relationship because you're like, I already know it's above par. Above average.
Right.
If you fall in love with somebody and then find out their dick's like, eh. You have to really love that person to stay.
Right.
It makes it easier to love a man when his dick is wonderful.
Yes. Wonderful.
Can I point out that I think Tracy's logic right here is why she has such shitty men in her life?
Because a dude that's
walking in with like a 9-inch, 10-inch dick, they've known their whole life, they're like, oh, I've got a big dick. They don't try for goddamn shit.
No. You have to put effort into achieving me. You have to put the effort in. You're not just going to walk up with a big dick and then show me no love, and then I'm just going to fall for that. It's not going to happen. You need to put a lot of work in.
I'm not talking about love, crazy.
No, you need to put a lot of work in. You need to like show me a lot of attention for me to even give you a chance.
Alan, you look cute today.
It's the genuine smile, knowing that one day me and Jess are going to die. That's really keeping him alive.
Show us your dick.
I told Jessica like 2 days. I was like, no matter what happens with bad examples, I was like, I promise I'll always still be around to be an old cantankerous person until I die. And she was like, be right back, Googling cantankerous.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that means either. I was just going to let you tell me and then hopefully just nod along. Yes. No, I don't know what that means.
We need to write a book of Alan, like reasons why he hates us. Like, chapter one.
I don't really think we need a book. I think it's pretty clear. So I mistakenly told Jess about this encounter a while back about remembering an experience that I should have told her about because
we know this wasn't yesterday.
The problem
I know
is,
you think people are gonna hear this and be like, she's cheating.
You're gonna know because they're gonna assume they think they know who it's about, and it's not.
Yeah, it's not. Okay,
I was about to say, it seems like right now you're talking about if it was a year ago.
What? No, it's not about. It's not about, by the way. Yeah, no matter who I say, you guys are all going to assume.
Whatever the time period.
I promise you do not know who this is about. I promise.
It's true, because I don't even know who it was about.
Yes, no, this is, no one's going to know.
Cantankerous.
What the fuck does the word mean? So I know what you guys are talking about. Okay. Anyway, moving along. So I had said when I first saw it, like, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, really? And then I was wrong.
Wow. You are, it's amazing to hear you admit you were
I'm
wrong.
I'm the first person to admit I'm wrong all the time. I'm always the first to be like, that's all right, amazing. I was wrong. I didn't really know that. Blah, blah, blah.
But that's fine. But when it comes to dicks, I've never heard you say that you were wrong.
Because I never wanted to admit this to you because I knew that somehow it would get pulled into this shit and I'd end up having to talk about it. That's why sometimes I avoid things. Just like that one time where I actually did breathe. Make
laugh.
And I didn't want to tell Jess because I was like, I don't even want to say the word. Like, it freaks me out. But yes.
You.
The fireplace was roaring. The stars were in the sky.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
So anyway.
The fireplace was roaring.
Yes, I've avoided it because I know that she is right. That experience. I have had I been blind and not known, I would have thought it was 12 inches. That shit was wild.
If I could have sat in the room.
Yeah, Jess would have just been like, oh my God, I love this journey.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so important for me. You know, I know why it's important for me because I don't want you meeting a really nice guy and then seeing his 7 inches and being like, he's not for me. He's not the
one. No, I wouldn't dismiss over 7. Five, okay. Yeah. You're never okay. Getting called back.
Yeah.
Ever. 6 is like, I gotta really love you.
Although,
but
I mean,
it's
it doesn't look that little small. When you put it to your weenus. You know what I mean? Let me see. Do you know what I mean? It looks smaller when you like do this.
It does look smaller when you do this. Seems
large.
This is like 10. This is about right.
Yeah.
That's about right. Yeah.
Wow, we're all fucking our cell phones.
Yeah.
You know, the cell phone was made by a man, so I would not be surprised
if
they measured their own cock.
I'm shocked that it's not more phallic shaped.
What's the exact measurements? Did you say it's like 5.5 or you said it's 5 inches?
It's 5.78.
5 points. It's so random. I bet this is someone's dick size.
Yes, no, for sure. I saw something the other day and it was a guy and he was like, oh no, 4 inches of snow. And he's like, all these women are complaining they can't shovel it because 4 inches is so much and they can't go to work. How is 4 inches so much with snow and so little with dick? And it was like so legendary. I was like, this guy's a fucking legend. Like, what a great analogy because, yeah, we're like, oh, we need a foot of snow.
A foot. You would take a foot. I know that.
I'd probably die, but yeah.
I know that.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Everybody, Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company. You guys want the best food you're going to get? Green Chef makes eating well easy.
Now choose from 30 plus recipes weekly with the option to mix and match meals from different dietary preferences in the same box without changing your plan. Love that.
They're now offering 10-minute lunches. Each week's menu includes 2 convenient, low-prep, and nutritious lunch recipes ready in just 10 minutes. No cooking required. Perfect for when you're on the go or pressed for time at the office. Eat well at lunchtime, too.
I really just love how it really is for every lifestyle because as a vegetarian, that was always like my issues, and now it seems like these companies are finally coming around. So they don't just offer vegetarian. They've got vegan and keto, fast and fit, gluten-free, Mediterranean, something for everybody.
You can get everything you need. It's one-stop shopping for quick breakfasts, brunch kits, wholesome lunches, and more you can easily add onto your order weekly. As the only keto meal kit, Green Chef makes sticking to a carb-conscious lifestyle easy. If anyone has done keto, you know, like, you literally have to consciously make a decision to not eat things that you would normally eat, and this one makes it thoughtless.
I love this. Like, if I'm doing keto, I want you to make the keto meals for me.
Yeah. I want things done for me. I want it easy. I don't want to have to stress about not eating and then.
Yeah. Green Chef makes it easy. They make it easy. And that's why I love them. With Green Chef, you're reducing your food waste by up to 38% versus grocery shopping.
Ha ha. Right. You guys know that we are big HelloFresh people here. And so you would think, why are they doing a competitor, right? Nope, they're not, because HelloFresh now owns Green Chef, which makes it even more of an understanding of why we love them so much and why we can trust in them, because we already know the products from them are amazing. And now you guys have even better health conscious meals. So try them out. See if you like them.
Yeah. If you've already tried HelloFresh, now you can try Green Chef. We've got another promo code for you.
We literally know you're going to love it because we've all had it before.
Go to greenchef.com/badexamples60 and use code badexamples60 to get 60% off, plus our favorite thing, free shipping.
Guys, they are the number one meal kit for eating well. So again, try to go to greenchef.com/badexamples60. Use code badexamples60 and you're going to get 60% off plus free shipping. It's a win-win for everyone. You know the food is good. You're saving money and you're eating right. Bam. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who are you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
Anyway, so that was my point. It was just that I finally had an experience in my life, which I never thought you would have, like, yeah. Of experiencing somebody who was what I didn't think was going to be impressive and ended up to be extremely impressive. So
extremely impressive. She said it was.
That shit was bomb.
That shit was bomb. That shit was bomb.
So anyway, I will admit my wrongs.
Mm-hmm.
And my mm-hmm. preconceived notions of average men and give a clap when,
you know, most
not the clap, just clap.
Most people, when, their when growth, I think their journey of growth over the course
yeah,
of their
that's
life
my journey.
Is, you know, they're growing their personality traits or whatever. It's just like your growth is like,
I should have just kept
dick size growth.
I should have just never told you that shit. I
just like wish I could be there to see your face when he's stripped down. And I just, is that the first thing you think of? Like a man's butt naked, you just look at the dick size?
Yeah, and I, well, because the proportionism of this man.
True. True. Maybe that's wait, could you have thought it was maybe smaller than it actually was because he was so
massive.
Large?
The man's massive.
So like anything next to him looks small?
Maybe. Mm. Maybe. I just expected, I wish I could give you guys more context. I can't.
I mean,
but I wish I could give you more context. I want to go with probably 6'2", 275 pounds.
Oh my God, 275?
Big human. A huge human.
I mean, let's, Alan,
I'm
for
gonna
a second.
I'm going to put that in context. That's me.
Yum.
Right, but of solid, I love you, but solid fucking muscle. Think football player, linebacker, huge human.
So
And I think I expected more, but then was blown away and told myself, Tracy, shut the fuck up. This is, the performance is an A.
I also think you're not good at math. You count like this.
All right.
So, possibly you've been, your measurements have been off this whole time.
Maybe off like an inch. An inch.
Tracy, you just need to go in and you need to get a ruler tattooed right here.
Would you die?
Would you do it? Could you do that for her?
Would I let Alan tattoo a ruler on my forearm? I'm good. But
I'm not. But like, go to a shop, take an actual ruler so it is actual, like it's the realistic, correct measurement.
Yep.
And then you got it at all times. You got to be like, oh my God, this is awesome.
You're sick. Yeah, I just, should have just kept it to my fucking self like I did all this time. And what an idiot.
I'm very proud of you. This
Thank
is
you.
Good. This
it's,
is good.
It's called growth. Look it up.
Wait, I just want to say one more thing. Yes.
Tracy is a grower, not a shower.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
I'm a grower.
One more question for you.
I hate this mini already.
You did this in the shower?
It started in the shower.
Oh my God, shower sex sucks.
Shut. Nope. Nope. Mm-mm.
Because
shower sex is amazing.
Again, I'm just imagining, like, I'm just embodying you, and I'm just embodying you just like seeing that naked vision, and you're just like, fuck. And then shit starts, and you're just like, oh. It's like that meme where the girl's like,
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's good, Trey.
That was my face.
That's it.
For this episode, it was like,
if you don't make me a thing of that, Alan, you're dead to me.
I want to point out that, like, after last week's episode, talking about hetero flexibility, that we came into this episode with Jessica being like, Tracy experienced something, and I was like, oh, this is going to be actual interesting.
No.
This is going to be
not. My life is not interesting.
Instead, it's like, oh, Tracy experienced a different sized penis, and we've somehow talked about it for at least 15 minutes. Like, it's a massive discovery.
It's the same excitement that people get when they're like, oh, Kylie Jenner came out with a new lip kit. It's like, who the fuck cares? Like, what, Tracy experienced a different size for once? Oh my God, call the authorities.
I can already see the comments on this fucking episode of just like, I'm so tired of these 30-year-olds talking about penises and penis length and sex.
Well, then guess what? It's so weird, but you don't have to fucking listen to us.
They're 30. How do they talk about dick all the time? If you're 30 and you stop talking about dick,
yeah, you're probably getting cheated on, bitch.
Your life is so sad. I feel bad
for
you.
I hope you talk about dick till you're 100. You know who talked about dick till she was 100? Betty White.
I hope you guys.
Fuck you guys.
That's like the song, I Hope You Dance. It's like, I hope you dick.
I hope you dick. Forever. For life. Betty White was a dicker for lifer.
I hope you dick.
Oh my God. The other part of this episode is like, last week we found out Tracy's right there on the line. I think Jessica secretly is too, because all episode long she's like, Tracy, I'm just I'm like imagining you in this scenario.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she is.
Tracy?
First of all, Jess chalks it up to like, oh, I'm sweet and I'm a mom and I'm married. That bitch was a wild animal right before she got married. Let's not like forget experience.
Tracy, she
Jessica.
Shit her hair.
No. No. No.
And then went to the club anyway. Of course, she's a wild animal.
She said, nothing gonna stop me. No shit gonna stop me.
And now she's sitting here like, I'm an innocent mom, but I really wish I could just be in the room there and watching you, Tracy.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Alan. I get
no
abused
one
on this show.
No one is always born on this
somehow,
computer.
Jess always gets out of it. Not today, Satan. Not today.
This is why there's always porn on her computer when I go to take control.
Yep.
What did my mom say?
Oh my God. So Joanne, her mom, listened to the episode about heterosexuality flexibility. And she was like, I took the test. And I was like, let me guess, hetero? And she goes, actual. And I was like, yo, I love Joanne. But she goes, no, I didn't take it yet. But like, I could end up there. I don't know. I could be on the line like you girls. And yeah. Like,
line like
Joanne
you girls.
Romano is unfucking matched.
So cool.
Unmatched as a mom.
But Tracy said the greatest thing ever, which is like, our mom's generation or the like most hetero
women, the most heterosexual women
of all time.
I want Tracy you to find some way to secretly give this test to your dad.
Yeah, okay. My dad would be like, what is this? This is ridiculous.
Excuse me, Alan. Her dad still texts her, honey bunny, I love you.
Just
you are my
of
sweet
you this
angel.
Morning, my perfect child.
Are you kidding me? If he only knew.
I get that. Like, are you kidding me? I send him her taxes. I get it. I understand.
No. Yeah, no. My dad's always like, make sure he emails them to me. No, my dad knows I'm crazy because he's been on vacation with me. I walk around in like thong bathing suits and he's like, oh, here we go again with this one. Like, I go to friggin' dinners with them in a plunging neckline. Like, I'm pretty sure my dad does not think I'm innocent. He's just truly holding on to what he remembers as sweet and kind.
Oh,
little Tracy.
God. He literally treats you like you're still that sweet six-year-old just looking up at him with those big eyes.
Well, that's
like,
why he loves Skylar, because she's literally my
you,
twin
yes.
blonde version.
Yes.
And he's like, I remember when my Tracy was like this. And yeah, just sweet and kind and loving. And now she's a fucking animal with a podcast. And he always calls Dimly Wit. He's like, Darkly Litten.
Darkly Lit.
And I'm like, it's Dimly Wit, Dad. And he's like, I can't remember that. It's like dark lighting or something. And I'm like, he's like, can you get those numbers from Dark Lighting? And I'm like, Dad, it's Dimly Wit. And he's like, okay, well, just have him email them.
You should change it to like, Dark Lighting. I like that.
Swear to God, I'm
that's
like, kind
of
think,
badass.
Like, I'm in cahoots with some like underground
Dark Lighting,
like organ stealing service in the dark web. I'm like, what do you think? What do you think?
I wish, God, I'd make so much more money. I'd be able to quit the show.
Yeah, we know. You can't wait till you quit. We remember. Anyway, yeah,
Alan tries to quit like at least like once every couple months. I just don't let him.
He tries to quit every time we log in and we're like, okay, send us the login codes. And he's like, I fucking hate both of you, but here
well,
you go.
Yeah, when I start off the day with Jessica being like, we can't hear you. I don't understand. And I'm like,
my first question has to be,
is it on?
Yeah.
And the follow up is, oh, you see that one knob right there that is controlling your volume?
Yeah, turn it on. Yeah. I really can't imagine, but this is what happens when like smart guys and dumb cheerleaders get together, you know?
Yeah.
I'd say that it's just me being like, all right, I want to make sure I always have a job, but it's not even that. I've definitely told you this so many times.
Oh no. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's that porn. It's ruining her mind. It's ruining her brain.
It's just destructive at this point.
Quit masturbating so much, Jessica. Yeah.
I was explaining to someone the other day that was like a new listener to the show how we screen share and what you do. And they're like, I don't get it. And I'm like, well, sometimes I don't hit record. And they're like,
yeah.
So just hit record.
Right.
Like,
wild
that's
theory.
The answer. And I'm like, it's not that simple.
Yep.
But sometimes it is that simple. And other times, Tracy takes a sixer and she loves it. Episode title, The Sixer.
Oh my God. A whole episode with Tan Mom.
Yeah.
A whole episode with Tan Mom. But it's okay. She didn't even know that we lost an episode. She just kept on going. Also, I want to talk about Tracy's stomach while we're here.
Why?
Because this bitch lives in crop tops. Like, if you think it's just for photo ops, it's not.
It's not.
She's cooking in her house in a crop top.
No, I was cooking a bra. And the chicken, like, I was cooking chicken nuggets and the oil splattered and it burned my stomach in six different places.
Most people have their stomach covered while they're using, you know, oil and fire.
I thought that was just where, like, the fake tan ran off or something.
No, it's burn marks. Burn. I've been burned. I've been scorched by the system. I'm trying to cook chicken nuggets for my family. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 splashed burn marks on my stomach.
By the way, fake tan. She walked into my house. I go, you're the same color as the beams.
I just got home from Mexico.
On the ceiling. She goes, I am? She couldn't believe
it. Wood. Dark wood.
Hold on, Alan. I'm going to send you this picture, okay? She has like that disease where like she looks in the mirror and she does not see.
Tanorexic?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I hate that we just made that a word.
when you never think you're tan enough.
Like, she's a therapist to be like, you're going to be okay. Wood color, Tracy's face.
Yeah.
I think the reason we never have a therapist on this show more than once is because they're always like, man, I really should be charging them.
Or they're like, fuck, these girls are annoying.
Do you see that, Alan?
Wow, you really are the same color as that fake wood up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's going...
This lighting is very deceptive down here. I feel very pale down here.
She's going away again.
I go and away in a week.
I am begging her
Aruba
to wear sunscreen.
Yeah, I will.
No, you won't.
Anyway, I'll be tanner when I get back.
She'll have something that's the same consistency as sunscreen, but like... you don't rub it in the same way.
Protein.
I heard that sunscreen, like SPF 50, means you're good for 50 minutes without reapplying. True or false? Can anyone confirm this? I don't think
it's that short of a time.
That's what I read. That's how often you should be reapplying it.
Hmm.
Alan, you know everything. Figure it out, please.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
This is why he's going to quit, because of Jessica, because I don't make him do anything. The only thing I've asked him to do recently is check the length of a cell phone.
That's true. That is true. And that's when we first discovered that Steve Jobs' dick size is 5.78.
Actually, it's smaller because the iPhone 6, this is advanced. We're on iPhone 13. When he first made it, it was definitely like 4 point something. Salute.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Crazy where CUM at 15.
See you next Tuesday, baddies. Love you. Pickle chips are here.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.